Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you. Do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so for now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw God's Spirit descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from the heavens said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." John the Baptist felt unworthy to baptize Jesus. I think this is because the waters of baptism connect us to God. To be in the presence of the divine often creates a feeling of unworthiness. As I sometimes like to say, we're talking about God. Not only that, in the waters of baptism, the Spirit comes down and includes us in God's mission. I can relate to John the Baptist's hesitation. "Dear God, you're coming to me? You're asking me to help do your work in the world? Me?" The amazing thing about the baptism of Jesus is that God answers these questions with a resounding yes. "Yes, I'm coming down to you. Yes, together with me," God says, "you and all who believe will do my work in the world. I will work through you," God says. "You will do my work of forgiveness, the work of healing, the work of kindness, the work of compassion, the work of generosity, the work of love." Now, as Lutherans, we baptize infants and we baptize adults. Some denominations prefer only to baptize adults in what's called believer's baptism. This is where a person makes a personal decision to be baptized. As Lutherans, we typically pour water on the head of the one being baptized. Other denominations immerse a person into the water. They come out of the water, as we heard, that was the way Jesus was baptized. Now, as Lutherans, we hold that the age of the person being baptized isn't that important. That's not what's important. The way the water is applied to the baptized person, that's also not essential to baptism. The location of baptism is also not important. Really doesn't matter. We believe that what matters in every baptism, what's essential, all those things are fine. However we do it is fine. Almost doesn't matter which way, but it does matter, but it's okay. But really what's important is that heaven is opened at every baptism. That's what we believe matters. The Spirit comes down and begins a new life in the baptized person. That's what's really important. That's what matters most. Heaven is open, the Spirit comes down. And whether the baptized person knows it, understands it intellectually or not, whether they feel it, what matters the most is what God does. and what God says to the baptized. And based on what God said to Jesus, God says to the baptized, you are my child. You are my beloved. In other words, God is saying, you're my beloved. God is saying, I love you. And then every baptized person is called to do God's work in the world. And again, this work is forgiveness and healing, kindness, compassion, generosity, and love. Heaven is opened, and these things are given to us, and then we give them to others. People have sometimes asked me when I became a Lutheran. Spiritually, to be honest with you, I believe, this is my own personal belief, I believe I was created a Lutheran. Being Lutheran is my spiritual wiring. Joe and I were officially received into the Lutheran Church in 1980. But I count a time long before that when I really embraced being Lutheran. I was in seminary. The class was church history. We were studying the Reformation. My assignment was to write a research paper on why Martin Luther retained infant baptism. It was then that I delved into the history of the Reformation, into the life and the writings and the work of Martin Luther. It was then that I began a lifelong process of learning what it means to be a Lutheran. And now a word from your sponsor. That's the title of our membership class. We have the third one coming up in September. So please, if you know of people who are interested in jumping into that and embracing what it means to be a Lutheran, please make that note. Now, a basic teaching of Martin Luther about baptism, really basic, and what he taught the most was that it's a daily process. Baptism isn't a one and done thing. Heaven is opened at baptism, and then a lifelong journey begins. So you don't have to be aware of your baptism. What matters, what really matters, is that God is aware of you being baptized. It's all about what God does. Luther taught that baptism is a daily way of living. In the Small Catechism, in many of his writings, and in his sermons, he suggested that at the beginning of each day, we remember our baptism. Think of that moment. And the way he suggested we do that is to make a sign of the cross on ourselves. A cross. A cross, because in baptism, we're joined to the cross and resurrection of Christ. I think it's an historical shame that Lutherans stopped making the sign of the cross a couple hundred years ago. Frankly, the reason it was dropped is because some people started saying it's too Catholic. But that sign of the cross has existed for centuries. It started in the early church. When I began my ministry as a Lutheran pastor, when pastors gathered to worship together, there would just be a smattering of pastors who would make the sign of the cross. It's a sign of being a Christian, a sign of being baptized. It's not a sign of being Roman Catholic. It's not even a sign of being Lutheran. It's a sign of being baptized. In the next 10 or 15 years, almost half the pastors at worship would make the sign. And now it's rare at a pastor's meeting, at a pastor's gathering, to see a pastor who doesn't follow this ancient spiritual practice. The same is true in weekly worship. Over a span of 45 years or more, lay people, more and more lay people, are making the cross. And I invite you to consider that. The sign of the cross is a holy reminder that we have been baptized, cross upon ourselves. And by the way, a fellow pastor in Ohio was on a mission to get rid of that phrase I just used, lay person. He didn't like that at all. He wanted us to use the term the baptized. Personally, I like that. Rather than to refer to you as lay people, I'd rather refer to you as the baptized. When Luther was tempted, when he doubted, when he struggled with depression, he would make the sign of the cross upon himself, and he would say in Latin, baptismo sum. Translated in English, that means, I am baptized. It helped him through many struggles. Basic to our Lutheran understanding is that baptism isn't what we do, or what we know, or how much we know. It's what God does. And what God does in baptism and every day of our lives following baptism is God opens the heavens and comes down to us. A member of one of my Ohio churches I served, her name is Abby, gave me permission to quote one of her recent Facebook posts. This is what Abby wrote. I think kissing my child's head while she's sleeping on my shoulder matters. I can't quite explain why, but it feels incredibly important and so full of love, my heart could burst. My child, Abby wrote, might not be awake to notice my love right now, but I hope she'll feel the ripples of this kiss forever. Love ripples. And this, my friends, is why we baptize infants and people of any age. However the water flows, wherever it takes place, whatever age we are, heaven is opened and God comes down and gives a heavenly, divine kiss. It's a kiss of love. And God's love ripples into our daily lives, into the journey of our lives. And ultimately, God's love ripples from this life all the way to heaven. Heaven was opened at the baptism of Jesus. Heaven was opened at the death and resurrection of Jesus. Heaven is opened at every baptism. Heaven is opened at the holy table that we gather around today. Heaven is opened and God comes down. Heaven is opened in our music. Heaven is opened when we pray. Heaven is opened now. So the message of the baptism of Jesus, heaven is opened. God comes down and loves us and calls us to stay connected with him now throughout our daily lives and to stay connected with God. And we will be connected with God for all eternity. Let us pray. Pray now for your immediate family and for your extended family. Pray for your church family here and elsewhere. Pray for someone you know who is hurting in distress or lost in some kind of wilderness. Pray for any personal concerns, upcoming surgeries, any worries that you might have. Pray for the need of healing and forgiveness and love. Pray now for everyone in the whole world. This is a lot of people that we're praying for right now. But for all of these, heaven opens and God comes down. Listen to the voice of God, the powerful voice of God. You are my child. I love you. You are my child. I love you. God's voice is saying, you are my child. I love you.